Our story begins at Romano's. Hannah, Todd, Mac, Raven, and Connie have just been joined by Heidi and Clint for Clint's belated family birthday dinner.
Heidi, I'm glad you could join us. I'm sure meeting the whole Richards Malone clan was a pretty intimidating offer to take on.
Well, I came from a very small family, so I'm excited about our baby being part of such a close-knit group.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Where's Bobby? I thought he was going to come too. Mom told me he was staying in New York.
Bobby's staying with Matt, and I think he feels a little awkward right now because of it.
I talked to Bobby about Matt and told him I wouldn't hold it against him, but I was never going to have anything to do with Matt.
Heidi, even in the closest families, you can have drama.
Especially ours.
So, Heidi, how is your job going with Larissa Davis?
It's going well. I'm learning a lot about babies, that's for sure.
You're working for Larissa Davies? But she tried to murder someone.
I can't really afford to judge her, I'm afraid. My brother helped to get her out of prison, and she's been nothing but kind to me.
I went over there, and that penthouse is incredible. You guys should see it.
I've seen it, unfortunately. But that's a bad memory I'd like to forget.
Andrew Jones. Amen to that.
That was Larissa's ex-husband, right?
My mom dated Andrew for a while. It's a long story that's best left unsaid.
So, Clint, how does it feel to be 17? You know, I did my fair share of hell-raising at that age.
With everything that's happened, I feel like I skipped 17 and grew up overnight.
Well, I had to bail Todd out of quite a few situations when he was your age, so I'm sure Connie wouldn't mind if you skipped some of those.
I can't believe it's taking us this long to celebrate. I guess everyone's schedule has been so busy.
I'm just glad we're all here together and are able to celebrate. I want to make a toast. To Clint, happy birthday, and may this next year be your best ever.
At their apartment, Ellie and Trey are sitting on the couch when they hear Agnes and Wanda knocking on their door.
Ellie? Are you in there? It's your Aunt Wanda.
Ellie!
Death.
Just ignore them. They'll go away. Ellie? Is everything all right in there?
Ah, thanks, Ed.
I wonder what my mom is doing with my Aunt Wanda. They hate each other.
I wonder if they've teamed up to fight against something they hate even more than each other.
And what would that be?
Me.
Oh, no. No one hates you. You're perfect for me.
Oh, babe. We're going to have to convince those two of that. So they'll stay off our backs.
In Central Park, Dara is talking with Lucas on a path by the fountain.
Lucas, thank God you found me. I've been going crazy not being able to tell anyone that you're alive.
Dara, I told you before that it's not safe for people to know. This thing is bigger than you and me.
What thing are we talking about here? What kind of trouble are you in, Lucas?
Look, Dara, I don't have much time, so I'll tell you what I can. My father got involved in some kind of drug syndicate run by this guy, Smitty. I guess they went to high school together or something.
What does your father have to do with this? Does he know you're alive?
No, he doesn't. And he can't. But he got mixed up with Smitty and was running some drug deals or something for him. The morning of the subway bombing, he called me to help bail him out.
And that's why you were on the subway?
Yes. But little did I know, I was being followed. Somehow the DEA and the Department of Justice were both after Smitty. He started as some low-rent street dealer, but worked his way to a pretty high position in the syndicate. The feds were after him and were trailing my dad and monitoring his calls.
Lucas, this sounds like something out of an action movie or something.
Think how I felt. One of these guys was on the subway with me and helped pull me out. I was taken to St. John's Hospital and was treated.
They told us you died. Alexandra even talked to them again the other day and they confirmed it.
There was a doctor there, Dr. Dixon, who was part of the plan to let everyone think I was dead. I'm not sure how it happened, but Smitty caught wind that my dad was being trailed. He couldn't take him out because he thought the feds would nail him for sure. That's the only reason my dad hasn't been killed up till now.
But why would anyone need to think you were dead?
Somehow they knew I had talked to my dad twice about Smitty and wanted to use me as a witness against him. If they can nail Smitty, they feel like they can take down this entire syndicate. Dara, this thing is international. They are smuggling drugs from South America, and this crackdown is huge. Once the case is strong, they will use my testimony and my father's, if we will go along with it, to help put Smitty away.
But Lucas, how did they not tell your family or anyone you're alive? We were all so upset. I don't get it.
Dara, there's a twist. There was one other person involved in this. Someone I thought I'd never see again. The main reason why I went along with this plan.
And who was that?
My mother.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.